Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
I want to talk to Pauline, who's a pensioner. Pauline had she gave us a quick call. Pauline, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Niall. I'm just a little bit upset, that's all.
Oh, Pauline, don't be upset. You're talking to your best friend here in the whole world.
I listen to you a lot, but I've never rang you before. Yeah.
Pauline, before we start, give me a big hug. Give me a big hug.
I give you a hug. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Are you okay?
I go for a walk every day. I have been walking and, you know, keep fit is the word. I'm a very active person, have been.
How old are you, Pauline, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm 66. Okay. I'd be 67 soon.
You're still a young woman, Pauline. You're still a young woman.
I know I always have a keep active, but I'm one of the survivors from the institution, so I'm a little bit sort of under the weather, you know.
Okay, all right, okay.
Now, I did go to my doctor. Well, I couldn't get into it because you can't get into the surgery, but they've sent letters for me. I just had a fall. I can't remember how I fell, but I must have hit something between a tree and a shore.
So when you were out walking, you kind of tripped and fell?
And I fractured my arm, you know.
Oh, okay.
Now, about 3 years ago, I dislocated my shoulder, you know. So, and walking was... And I used to keep, but for a split second, I just...
Oh, it only... it happened. I was going into the supermarket there about 2 weeks ago, Pauline, and just for a moment, you know, you just your concentration, I missed a step, and I tumbled. I had stupidly had my hands in my pockets, and I tumbled onto the ground. And would you believe these two young lads, they were only about 14 years of age, they came over to me and they went, Mr. Are you okay? And he put his hand out to give me a hand.
Yeah,
lift
lots
me up.
Of people were very good because it was near the Lewis, you know. Yeah. No, there was people there.
Okay.
I was just with a friend from the area as well, so they were there.
I'd say it was very sore, very painful.
Oh, God, it was painful, Now, and I'm bruised everywhere because you put your hands out to protect yourself,
of course.
And that's what I did. Mm-hmm. And was trying to save the shoulders because I didn't want it. That was in 2017. I did that one in and fractured that, you know.
Yeah.
So it's on the same arm, but it's not on the shoulder, thank God.
Okay.
But then I was brought to James's Hospital. Okay. Which that was unbelievably crazy. There must have been 30 people in the hospital, and I felt a bit nervous because a COVID, some people didn't have their things on, and there was people there.
Yeah.
So I asked to be moved a bit away from people just to protect myself.
Protect yourself, yeah, okay.
And they did. They did that. That's fine. That was perfect. But I was just left waiting and lingering on, and the system was so... It was crazy, absolutely. And it was, you know, I just felt that you were for 2 and 3 hours waiting just to get to see someone. But eventually I was so tired, I hadn't eaten anything, wasn't really looking for food. Basically, I would have loved a cup of tea. And eventually I said it to the person after the doctor, and they got me a cup of tea, and that was probably at 5 o'clock. And that I needed anyway, because I just still in kind of
shock. So they got you into x-ray, I'm assuming, then?
Yeah, I got x-rayed as well, yeah. And they done what they had to do, but I asked for a letter, which that's what you need to get any assistance for anything. And she said, oh, you'll get it from the specialist, you have to see him in 2 weeks' time. So that's next Tuesday.
Right.
And I need someone to, basically I can't cook now, I can boil an egg. And just bake a cup of tea, but even to make a sandwich is difficult.
And have you got a cast on your arm? Have you got a?
Yeah, I have. Yeah.
Okay. And are you living on your own, Pauline?
Yeah, I've lived on my own all my life. Yeah.
So how are you? That's very difficult to manage now on your own, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You're kind of you can't even tie your laces. Little zip.
I know.
Up. They're the little things, but I keep hoping.
Ah, stop! I know.
Them.
I know. When I did me back in there last year, even things like putting on your socks become a chore.
Yeah, I know. Oh, stop! I managed
on the floor in all sorts of positions trying to get me socks on.
I know, as I said, they're the little things. And
yeah,
then
you don't
need your medication. You have to go over to get your own medication because you're a bit nervous. You panic that you have to go out again.
Right.
You know.
And is there anybody that can help you at all, Pauline? Have you any friends that might be able to drop stuff around here or help you out or maybe a cooked dinner or something?
No, I make myself a cup of tea. I managed to do that. I just managed to let the water run and hold the kettle. I can do that. That's fine. But it's just basically, like, I had rang the Aisteen today. They're the people that look, they're trying to get me some home help. But again, it has to go through the system.
Okay.
And the system, now, you might laugh. The last time, it took them 3 years to get me help. But I got 1 day a week of a person coming out to give me a shower. And 3 years, there about 2 weeks ago, the 30th of March or something around that, they rang me and offered me home help, which I didn't need it at the time. And there I am looking for it today and can't get a hold of anybody. Does that? It doesn't make sense, does it?
And have you tried contacting a loan?
No, I didn't. I hadn't got the number in there.
Okay, yeah. They're very good. We've spoken to them numerous times on the show. And they're very good. They really are very good. The volunteers are brilliant at helping people in your situation, the situation where you need a little bit of a help, where you're living alone and you're elderly and you're looking after yourself. So they're really, really good. They're valuable people and it's a valuable organisation. And they've been brilliant throughout the COVID, by the way, as well, because, you know, obviously their volunteers have been much needed throughout the COVID. So, I mean, from your point of view, I know it's very difficult. And don't ever be embarrassed, by the way, to take help, because that's what you need. You need a little bit of help through this hard time.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And it's just, as you said, like I was trying to get out. I always went out every day for my walk because I walked all my life now. I walked hard. I walked in every hospital in Ireland when I was young because I was under the nuns, you know.
Yeah.
And it stood to me because it stood to me. I was always an independent woman and I paid my taxes and all I need is just someone to
break. Just like, you want someone just to help you.
Yeah.
Don't be getting yourself upset, Pauline. I know it's very upset. I know you've a bit of background and I know you've explained that to me there. Now, I don't want to go into that too deeply.
No, but what I'm saying is I am a good survivor, you know.
Yeah, I
survive
know.
That. Yeah, I can survive anything. But when it comes to just these little things that you're just asking for someone to give you a handout, you know. And I'm always the one that volunteers and lots of other things, you know.
Yeah, I know. And it's, all you're looking for is a little bit of help just to a difficult time. And, you know, it's good. Did they tell you how long you're going to have the cast on for?
No, they didn't say because I had to see the specialist. That was only done by casualty, you know. And that's kind of a temporary thing until they see what injuries you have. But it is all between the wrist and all of that area.
Yeah.
And it is. And I'm taking some painkillers, you know. Like, I usually have to take them every 4 hours, and I'm trying not to take too many of them, but you do need one now
what
and
part,
again.
What part of the country are you living in?
I live in Dublin. I live in the city centre.
Okay. Sorry, well, hang on just for a second, because, John, how you doing? You're in Ireland's Classic Hits. How you doing, John? You wanted to talk there. You've been listening to Pauline's story.
I have, Niall. Niall, I deliver home-cooked meals to people in need every day, and I can guarantee Pauline's dinner at our door every day if she would like to help.
Oh, that would be fantastic. That would be fantastic. Yeah, that'd be great.
Well, Pauline, we'll organise that with John and we'll get your dinner delivered to your door every day. That'd be lovely, wouldn't it? That'd save you a lot of trouble.
Yes, that would. That's all I'm asking for is just to get my dinner. I can always have a bit of bread and jam in the evening. You're not worrying about that, you know. Just to get my bit of dinner, yeah.
And John, are you doing that on a voluntary basis for people, is it?
I run a charity called People Helping Homeless.
Okay.
I do myself and a group of friends, we do an outreach 4 nights a week, which means we go into the parks and all that where people are living on tents. That girl you were talking to yesterday, Mairead, I look after Mairead 4 nights a week.
Oh, right. Okay, I was talking to Mairead yesterday, yeah.
I swear to God, I mean,
I know people come on and give out to me, but I don't have the heart to give out to Mairead. I've spoken to her a few times and she's a lovely woman.
Yeah.
No, she has her own problems.
Believe me, you wouldn't be brave enough to give out to Mairead.
No, I wouldn't give out to Mairead. But okay, but getting back to Pauline, I mean, this is a situation, you know, John, that people find themselves in. Pauline, it can happen to anybody. An elderly person going for a walk breaks their arm, breaks their leg, and maybe they're alone. You know, maybe they're a widow or widower or whatever it happens to be, or they don't have family or friends or whatever that can help them. And they just feel so, I mean, they've had all this independence all their life, as Pauline points out, and all of a sudden, all they need is a little bit of help.
That's all, Noel. That's all a lot of people need.
Mm.
And if you can get me Pauline's address, I'll have to there for today.
Okay, that'll be great, Pauline, won't it?
Yeah, that would be fantastic. And how much will I have to give him? Because I like to pay for my food, you know. Yeah.
Now, me personally, I will not accept money from anybody. These are coming to me through another company. That's supply me with the meals every day to give out to people in need. So oh, no, Pauline, you. I will not accept any money.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you for I really appreciate it. Only for a short while until I can get back on my feet.
You don't worry about that, Pauline.
As long as you need them.
There's no rush. There's no rush, Pauline, okay? And in relation to, say, other things that you need, Pauline, what else are you finding it difficult
to do?
Well, you
see, I won't be able to.
Thank you. Sorry, John. I'll get Ashton to hook up with you there and get the address for you. All right. Thank you, John. Sorry, Pauline, what are you saying?
I can't have a shower because I can't get the oak wet, they said. But I can just wash myself.
And can you cover it in plastic or something like that?
I don't know much about it. I'm a bit wary about her. She just told me not to get it wet, you know.
Yeah.
So basically, I just sort of have a wash. I can find fine with that. But little bits of shopping at the weekend. Like, you know, if I could go out with the person, if they just carry something back for me.
But do me a favour, Polly. I mean, you stay there. I have to go to a quick break, but I want you to stay there for a second. No, I don't actually have a break. I want to go to Sean Moynihan first. Stay there, Pauline. Sean Moynihan, who's the CEO of Alone. I was only mentioned Alone there a few minutes ago to you. Sean, good afternoon to you. Oh, sorry, Sean. There you are there. Sorry, Sean. I do apologise. Sean, I mean, Pauline, she's a pensioner. She fell. She broke her arm. She's lost her independence. She's looking for a little bit of help. Thankfully, John rang up there and he's volunteered. He's with a volunteer organisation. They're going to bring her out dinner every day. But for pensioners or people who find themselves in this situation, what should they do, Sean?
Yeah, well, look, unfortunately, this is what can happen. A very person who's very engaged, able-bodied, sometimes has an incident that means that they need support where they didn't need support. Mm-hmm. For us, what we've been doing is obviously encouraging them to give us a call. What we do actually is create, main thing we do is support coordination. So no matter what the issue is, we work with the older person to empower them to get a solution. And we work with so many, all the other partner organisations. As you say, there are lots of others, Meals on Wheels, other things, grants for adapting houses from local authorities. All these types of solutions have to come into play depending on the circumstances.
Like the poor woman is struggling. She can't even have a shower because she's afraid to get the cast wet. She needs a little bit of home help, I suppose. You know what I mean? We've already managed to get a bit of dinner for her, but she needs a bit of home help.
And look, when services are in short supply, then we'll work with the person to advocate for why they need home help or need home care. Because again, especially if you've had a traumatic incident or people have lost some independence, it can be sometimes daunting to fill out these forms or to challenge and say and put forward the case.
Yeah.
And ultimately, is what we'll do is help advocate, help put forward that case, help look for the right supports for that individual that wrap around, that support them to age at home.
And Pauline, have you filled out any forms yet? Has anybody asked you to fill out any forms or anything?
No. Normally a nurse would come out. That happened a couple of years, about 2.5 years ago.
When you dislocated your shoulder,
And you want to see it. It was like a library.
Oh, right.
It was unbelievable. I wouldn't have been able to know what to do. And I think this is what my doctor said. There's a lot of things to go through. And they couldn't guarantee me I'd get help. But they said, you may get it and you may not. Was just called a package deal. You'd be lucky to get one day a week. Or if I got one day a week or someone to just come out to me, it'd be fine. But I was more concerned about getting some food that I could get some of that. That's what I was more concerned
Because it's difficult
about.
To even make dinner at the moment, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's what I see. I can't wash dishes. I can use one hand and I drop things and, you know, that you don't have the same support because I can't take a risk of pulling on the other arm and make it worse, you know.
No, I get you. I understand.
And I just kind of make a cup of tea and even to make a sandwich is impossible. So I just eat a bit of cold meat. Now I've been living on soup for the week because lucky to God I had chicken soup from my littles are only right beside me, thank God.
Okay.
But other than that, I couldn't do anything else, you know, because I was scared. Now, my son works, he's a good job, but he's so busy. He came up at the weekend and it's just that he's not much good at cooking for some reason. He said, Mom, I'll order you something, and he ordered me something from the chipper, so we had some chicken and stuff, you know.
Okay.
But
I mean, let me get back to you because I'm running out of time. But Sean, I mean, this is a very typical situation, isn't it?
Absolutely.
That Pauline finds herself in, you know, and she doesn't want to be reliant. Because she's explained that she's always been independent all her life. She comes from a difficult background. She had a different background as a younger girl. Yeah. And she's always been very independent. So doesn't want to rely too much on people, but she just needs help. That's all. Just for a short period of time.
What I'd say to you, Niall, is if your team give my number to her, or give me her number. We'll work out. Every older person is unique, and the family relationships, housing, health is all unique. And so what we do is work with the older person to work on their priorities of what and if and when they need support to age your home. And no two solutions are ever the same, but we do need to help people, because sometimes these are complicated systems or there's nobody else to help. So that's what we're here for, and we're glad to help out.
All right, okay. Well, look, what I'll do is, and thank you very much indeed, Sean Monahan, who's the CEO of Alone. Aisling will pick up the phone in a few minutes' time to you, Pauline, and she'll give you all those numbers that you need. And we will put you in touch with John, and also as well, there with Alone as well. And people are messaging in, by the way, regards to your cast. They're saying you can buy a plastic sleeve. Now, maybe Alone might know more about this, or they might be able to help you to get it in the chemist, that it goes over the cast so that it doesn't get wet in the shower. Now, I don't know. Again, you might want to talk to your doctor about that. But in saying that, Pauline, does that make you feel better that there's people out there want to help?
I'd be afraid to get into a shower without, you know,
in case you slip.
Yeah.
But I mean, do you feel a little bit better now, Pauline? That you?
Oh, I do. I just, that's why I rang you, because I said this man might be able to help me with something, because I just felt that each day that I'll go by, that I get more and more depressed. You know,
I know, but don't be getting depressed. So now, look, we've organised.
You're a very nice man. You're very good. Thank you.
Okay,
very much.
So John is going to bring your dinner to you every day, and you're going to get, Alone are going to get in touch with you and see what else you need and how they can help you as well. All right.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I'll let you know how I get
on. Do, Pauline, and you take care and keep your chin up. All right.
Yeah. Thank you.
And give me a big hug before you go.
I gave you a nice big hug.
Okay.
Thank you,
Pauline. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank
All
you.
Right,
bye
see
bye.
You. Bye. Okay, we'll, Aisling will pick up the phone there, or she'll give Pauline a quick call back there, and we'll sort all that out. Oh, God bless her. Oh, I couldn't be dealing with that. Oh, it's breaking my heart. Imagine that. I mean, imagine being independent all your life. And I know how difficult it can be, you know, even when you hurt yourself to try and get your shoes on or whatever. But imagine, you know, you're a little bit older as well, and you're just trying to make a little bit of dinner for yourself. Oh, stop. People are bawling. People are texting in, they're bawling, crying. Listen to her. She's all right. She'll be okay. She'll be around. We'll get her sorted out. We'll get her helped.
Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.